On this day of the week, we particularly look upon Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, the eternal High Priest. It is his sacrifice which we celebrate, his sacrifice that he offered up at the Last Supper and on the cross. And thus he tells his apostles, I have desired with great desire to eat this Pasch with you before I suffer. Of course, we know and we believe that the Mass, and the First Mass in particular, but all Mass, is offered by Christ and suffered by Christ before the actual Passion. Just a few hours before the Passion, the agony in the garden, and everything else. And of course, he offers the Last Supper is the First Mass. The gives potency to that which happens the next day at the Passion and the Crucifixion. And our Lord desired to eat this Pasch with great desire, with great love. And then he instituted at that Mass not only the Eucharist, but the priesthood. He consecrated the apostles and disciples, the first bishops of the church, and some of the others, the first priests of the church. We don't know exactly whom he did what to. We do know the 12 apostles were the first bishops. And of course, we also know that history repeats itself. And one of the first 12 bishops of the church betrayed him, was a traitor, and would later on commit suicide. So several mortal sins, one after the other. So we should not be surprised when we see certain priests and bishops and so forth doing things that they should not do. But we need to pray, especially today at this Mass, that is the votive Mass of Jesus Christ, eternal High Priest, for holy priests. Of course, we are gifted in this parish with, throughout the years, with many vocations. In 107 years, many vocations. But in the last 15 years or so, we have one after the other after the other. And we have a newly ordained priest. And this, of course, is a very important thing to this particular Mass of Jesus Christ, eternal High Priest. And we have others who are in the seminary and who wish to enter the seminary, who are being called by Christ, just as Christ called the apostles and the disciples. So this sacrifice of the Mass, this sacrament of the Eucharist, is supremely important. And then we have, of course, this month in which we see, as we have here, put the icon of Our Lady of the Assumption of Częstochowa, the Black Madonna of Poland. She is Our Lady of the Assumption, and she bears the scars. She too suffers with Christ. Her face is marred with the scars of the heretics who did not believe in her. And they tried to fix it, and she removed it. She wants us to see the scars, that the Blessed Mother is Our Lady of Sorrows. And she suffers with her Son, for her Son, and for us. And so today, as we celebrate these mysteries, and we offer the novena to the Infant of Prague, Jesus Christ as a babe, eternal High Priest, and we offer up to him all our sacrifices, we pray to God to intercede for us, that he may give us strength to do his will, and to do his will at all the times. And in a very special way, we pray for those who are not faithful to Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.